The Mayflower has landed in Pensacola as a local nonprofit looks to feed the hungry. WUWF's Bob Barrett reports.
We're looking for canned meats, vegetables, peanut butter, cereals, oatmeal, and if you can't get to the store, we're taking monetary donations, and we can buy for about 25 cents a pound.
In the past year, Manna Food Pantries has helped feed over 42,000 people, and they're expecting a large number to look for help as we approach the holidays. D.D. Flaunlacher is executive director of Manna Food Pantries.
Yesterday at our main pantry alone, we had about 250 people who showed up. Last week at our main pantry alone, we had around 1,500 people, which is up significantly. So we expect the numbers today to be pretty high also.
Manna Food Pantries was established in 1982 and now operates six pantries in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. D.D. Flaunlacher says they help a wide range of people and families.
We're seeing more and more people who are employed, but they're underemployed. They're folks who just can't seem to make ends meet. I think the cut in food stamps has also impacted people. We're seeing some more folks who have been impacted by that. And then, honestly, we're seeing a whole lot of senior citizens who are needing the help, too, that just either having to choose between buying medicine or buying food. And they're buying medicine, and that's when Manna's there to help them.
And as the need to feed whole families grow, the types of food, food with more nutritional bang for the buck, are needed. Again, Manna's Jay Bradshaw.
We really need canned chicken and canned meats, protein. We've gone away from giving out breads and pastries to giving out vegetables, to giving out canned meats, giving out protein, things that you can feed your children and make the diet better.
The Fill the Mayflower promotion is a three-day event that began on Monday and will end on noon Wednesday. According to Flaunlacher, the event got off to a big start, but today's weather has slowed things down.
I tell you, with the rain, I'm soaking wet right now. We've got volunteers who are soaking wet, but dedicated and out here waiting for folks to come by. Don't even have to get out of your car. Just drive on up to the tent, and we will offload the groceries or any donations that you give, and we'll take care of you.
And one quick reminder, Manna is looking for only non-perishable food items, so no Thanksgiving turkeys, please.
Because we don't have any kind of cold storage at all, so it's strictly non-perishable foods. And, you know, as always, our community is so loving and giving, and it's turning out, and we've already filled one truck, thank goodness, but we've got two more trucks to go, so we have a ways to go.
And if you cannot make it out to the mall before noon tomorrow, you can always make a cash donation online. Just go to mannafoodpantries.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.